Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, there's Joe. Here we go. And you can see him on the CCO Facebook and Twitter. Joe, I'm sorry that there was a delay. It's great to see you.
Great to see you, Jordana, Paul. Good evening. Good afternoon.
Hey, Joe.
So we were talking a little bit about Mariupol, about how there could be as many as 20,000 casualties there, and also the accusation that the Russians are blocking humanitarian aid. Do you have any update for us on that?
Well, and I'm sure also you were talking about the allegations of chemical weapons attacks in Mariupol.
Yes.
And, you know, Mariupol is, it's the last Ukrainian holdout on the coastline of the Sea of Azov. They have been under siege since March 1st. And and the city is guarded by the Azov Battalion, which is like a militia. If you go to, I think we talked about this before, if you look at Wikipedia, they're called neo-Nazi, but I know Jewish people here who are in the battalion and have been raising money for it. So there's a lot to investigate there. But they said yesterday that there was a chemical weapons attack, and it was fairly mild. But it's important because on March 25th, President Biden said if there is a chemical weapons attack by Russia, NATO will have to get involved. But I think I would say that the bigger issue, because so right now you have the Pentagon and the UK foreign ministry are saying we need to investigate this. But if you look at what's happened to that city since March 1st, this is not some different nature. A chemical attack, you know, it's been absolutely brutal already what has happened there. And I think to draw this new red line doesn't really make sense. That city has suffered. It's one of the worst sieges in human history, I think, by any account. It is very difficult to get information. I was talking with a friend who's here in Lviv, whose parents are in Mariupol, and he's not been able to speak to them in 2 weeks. That's how dire it is. They don't have communications, and people are starving.
Hey, Joe, why is Putin focused on Mariupol? Can you talk about the geopolitical strategy? Biggest city that's right on the coast, right? I mean, are they trying to cut off access by water? Why Mariupol?
Well, if you look at, and I can send you later a map of where Russia has is controlling territory, Mariupol is the only place in the swath of territory from Crimea to the Russian border. Just this one city. It's a major port city, very strategic. And also, you know, the only city that the major city that Russians control now is Kherson. Kherson fell very quickly in the war. And I was curious about that. So I was asking people, why did that happen? Some think there might have been some inside job to make that possible. But Mariupol is, when Putin said he's going after the denazification of Ukraine, Mariupol has been a very patriotic city, especially since 2014. It is home to this very fierce and mysterious Azov battalion. And so I think in the same way that he's going after Kharkiv, because it's a Russian-speaking city that was prospering and free and flourishing, he's equally going after Mariupol, maybe out of some kind of personal hatred, but also, I think most importantly, it would give him total access to the ports on the Sea of Azov and a land bridge from Crimea to Russia.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Joe, what is happening in Lviv? How are you? How is your staff? What's happening with you?
Well, the staff of our newsroom has, we're doing a lot of work on logistics and supplies. And right now our newsroom is filled with supplies that are going to Odessa, defensive gear, vest and shoes for soldiers, even food for dogs, that's going to Odessa and Mykolaiv. Our staff hopes to leave for Odessa tomorrow. It's a bit of a risk because, Odessa has been under curfew. They've had more strikes, recently. And there's a sense that Odessa could be next for invasion. In keeping with this plan of Putin now to shift away from Kyiv, it seems, we never know for sure what's happening, but to shift away from Kyiv and to control the coastline of the Azov and the Black Seas. So our staff is working to get supplies. And in Lviv, it's a strange, the life is kind of coming back. The bars have reopened. They lifted the dry law. There's a lot of refugees here. It's a strange, more and more Americans are coming here. And there's also this element of who do you trust, knowing that, there could be lots of Russian operatives. And in fact, just a few hours ago, Zelensky announced that Viktor Medvedchuk, the term is Putin's coon, which means he's Putin is the godfather of Medvedchuk's, one of his kids. So they're very close. Medvedchuk started the main opposition, the main pro-Russian opposition party. Until the war, there were sitting MPs and a member in Ukraine's parliament who were actively pro-Russia. And Viktor Medvedchuk created one of these parties. He's an oligarch. And according to our reports, he was found hiding in a church outside of the city of Mykolaiv in the Transcarpathian region, which is south and further west of Lviv. Maybe he was trying to hide in the mountains. But they caught him. His brother was a senior official in Lviv tax administration. So this family has been deeply connected to Ukraine, and the allegation is that they were preparing the way for an easy invasion of Ukraine, which obviously has not been easy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It is an environment of madness. And then, we see everything that, and I feel this more and more, especially when I read some skeptical, even as, for example, the Pentagon and the UK Foreign Ministry want to investigate whether or not there was a chemical attack in Mariupol, I wanted to step back and say that doesn't matter so much. What Putin is trying to, I think he wants people to focus on those things and ignore the fact that he's seeking to wipe this country off the face of history and to make it just a dream. And that's really what he's almost succeeding to do in Kharkiv, which I visited there in January, late January, early February. It was, I would put it top three most innovative cities I'd ever been to. And now it's in ruins. And he, in an essay last July and in all the speeches leading up to the war, he made it clear that he wants to destroy Ukrainian culture. And if you look at, people have asked what needs to happen in Russia to change the culture so there can be some kind of victory. And that's a very scary question. But after the Soviet times, Russia did the Communist Party destroyed culture and religion. And Joseph Stalin created today's modern Orthodox Church. But they couldn't destroy it in the mountains of Western Ukraine. And the past 8 years, even people in Eastern Ukraine, they came here. They would come to Lviv to remember their language and culture. And then they sort of brought that back to their cities. And so that's why Ukraine is so different from Russia. They were not totally destroyed during the 70 years of Soviet rule. And I think that is going to, I think that's part of what's happening here. It's going to take a lot more exploration to figure out, what needs to happen with Russia. But Ukraine, it was the freest country I've seen in all of my travels in the world, without a doubt. And it's so hard to see these images of that the world right now only sees images of, like, it looks like a Soviet Chernobyl hellscape now. And in the videos that we see, Lviv still looks like a lovely place. The mountains are still beautiful, but Putin is making the world see a bad, a destroyed Ukraine.
Joe Linsley from Lviv Lab. And if our listeners want to help, they always ask how they can help at lvivlab.com. You can follow the Telegraph channel. And again, Joe's newsroom is taking donations and delivering them to those most in need that they can reach. Joe, thank you. I'm glad we got you on the air with us today. We want you to stay safe and we'll check in back very soon.
Hang in there, Joe. Thank you for the update. Please stay safe.
Thank you. Good night. Okay. You too.
I'm always just so glad to see him when we get to see him. Yeah, and appreciate his updates. We have to take a break. Paul and I will be back in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.